On this channel, I often talk about SETI, which mainly focuses on radio signals, but isn't the only method an alien civilization might employ to establish some sort of contact. Intentional radio communication as a means of saying hello suffers from two inherent problems. It's extremely energy intensive to do for any length of time, and there's no guarantee that we would be able to decipher any such message. Other cheaper ways are hypothesized, such as Arnold megastructures, which block starlight in a coherent way to at least tell anyone that may be looking that there is a civilization there, such as a louver-like structure or other such unnatural shape. Still others include direct contact by stationing probes in solar systems known to have life, and simply wait for that life to evolve to complexity. But the problem there is that the probes must self-replicate and self-repair for conceivably billions of years. I can't predict what an advanced alien technology can or cannot do, so it is possible. But if our own probes are any indicator, exploratory probes tend not to function too long in space, decades rather than centuries. But on some of those probes, we used another form of communication, just in case someone ever runs across one of our dead probes. These are the plaques and gold records of the Voyager and Pioneer programs. In particular, the gold records on the two Voyagers could conceivably last indefinitely, so long as they don't hit anything or get melted by passing too close to a star. In that single record, we packed a lot of information. In fact, if an alien civilization does find one of the records, we even went so far as to plate the cover in uranium-238 so that the aliens could determine the age of the record by looking at the ratio of remaining uranium compared to what has decayed. In other words, messages like the gold record or the Pioneer plaque represent an extremely inexpensive form of SETI that can convey a huge amount of information. It requires little energy. Once your message is out there, it has a good chance of very long life, and even if you can't decipher the information, you can at least learn something about the aliens by how the artifact is manufactured. The one drawback is that if such messages exist or pass through our solar system, unless they are very large, they would be very difficult to detect. Possible ways to make them visible might include things like radio reflectivity, where signals hitting them bounce back to the sender, perhaps tailored for radar. You might also make such a thing unnaturally reflective in another part of the electromagnetic spectrum, distinguishing it from a natural body. In the end, we know nothing of alien civilizations, at least yet. But if our own behavior is any indicator, we're more than happy to send passive messages into space on our space probes. Perhaps others have done the same, and the universe teems with golden records and Rosetta Stones. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently worried about cheapskate aliens. Imagine if Arthur Clarke's monolith had been passive rather than active. Here's a big block of concrete just to let you know you're not alone. No need to thank us. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.